moment now to consider life behind bars, which many musicians have. There's Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues, Tupac Shakur's 16 on Death Row, songs that provide a window into a world that doesn't have a lot of windows that aren't barred. There's research that suggests songwriting can give inmates a healthy outlet to process past traumas, and that's the focus of a program that brings together musicians and inmates in Nashville. Samantha Max of member station WPLN reports.
Jacob Freudiger is sitting at an old wooden table with a marbled notebook and pen at the ready. The 21-year-old, dressed in a matching orange V-neck and sweats, has never written a song before. Across the table, in this stuffy room at the Davidson County Jail, two songwriters have guitars in their laps, ready to turn his thoughts into music.
So first, I like to hear people's stories,
yes.
Like your story, whatever you want to share with us. You can share what you want to and don't share what you don't want to.
Maybe it is easier just because we are strangers too, that you don't feel like you have to edit.
That's Billy Dawson and Katie Cole. They volunteer with The Beat of Life, an organization that aims to heal through music. In the group's Redemption Songs program, inmates spend 5 weeks learning the basics of songwriting. Then, a crew of musicians helps them translate their experiences into song. Freudiger leans forward.
I guess I'll start at the very beginning. The time I was born, at the age of 4, I was with my parents. But my dad went to prison, and my mom got hooked on drugs real bad.
And that's when Freudiger says he started getting into trouble. At 13, he was in and out of jail for robbery, drug, and gun charges.
I was just in a real deep hole, real deep depression. And I was trying to cope with that by hanging around with people, you know, trying to fit in where I didn't really belong.
And there was something else.
I forgot to tell you about that guy. That's who I was missing. My grandpa.
Freudiger points to a tattoo on his right tricep that pays tribute to his grandfather, who died from cancer a few years ago. Cole types notes on a laptop.
When you were talking, I just wrote out some lyrics. Like, I tried to fit in where I don't belong. Said I would change, but I'm not as strong as you. Like, just talking like your story to him. I'm just pausing on that. I don't know if that's right.
It's not easy for Freudiger to talk about how he ended up in jail. But he and other participants in the workshop say songwriting lets them escape for a bit.
I write constantly. I mean, things just pop in my mind and I write feverishly.
That's Andre Provit, one of the men in Redemption Songs. When he saw a sign-up sheet for the class was posted in his pod, Provit says he scribbled his name on the list right away. He says it's been gratifying to put his thoughts to music.
It's very fulfilling, and I'm hoping that it will reach out and touch someone else and give them something positive to think about.
Songwriting as therapy is not a new concept in Music City. Other programs work with veterans, sexual assault survivors, and those suffering from anxiety and depression. But Mary Cohen, an associate professor of music education at the University of Iowa, says songwriting can be especially powerful for those behind bars.
When bodies are pushed away from their home communities, they're away from their families, their home culture, there is something that's missing. And so music making in some ways can fulfill what's missing.
And Cohen says programs like The Beat of Life have an added bonus. It brings together people inside of jails with musicians from the outside, which can help individuals with drastically different life experiences connect with one another.
Music making and listening to someone else's voice expressed through original song is a bridge. When you create that song, it's the seed of an idea from one individual that is embodied now into a song that we hear with our bodies. And so that bridge it's powerful.
After barely 2 hours together, Freudiger, Cole, and Dawson sit side by side in the jail's chapel in front of an audience that's half songwriters and half inmates. And for a moment, this sterile room surrounded by barbed wire doesn't quite feel like a jail.
My clothes are the color of the carrots on this tray. I'm so tired of my hands bound up in chains.
Freudiger says he feels like the songwriters lifted a weight off his shoulders. He's never told his story before.
So that's my life story, a 21-year-old story, turned out into a 2-minute, 3-minute song. So it was pretty nice.
Freudiger hopes to keep writing songs. He's got a notebook full of ideas just waiting to be put to music. For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville. Where the road is-